What can you tell me about Mary before all this happened? I asked both of them. Claude LaPierre started. Nice girl. Quiet, polite, loved boating. On Lake Memphremagog. Not a whole lot to tell, really. She worked at the diner when she was in high school. Served me breakfast all the time. But so very quiet, like I said. Everyone was pretty surprised when she got pregnant. And even more surprised when the father stuck around, Mrs. LaPierre said. For a while, anyway, her husband quickly added. I assume that was Mr. Bulak? They both nodded. He was 10 years older than her, and she was all of 17. But they did make a go of it. Tried their best. Even had a second kid together. Ashley, Mrs. LaPierre said. Nobody was really bowled over when he finally took off. If anything, I would have expected it sooner. George Bulak was a real bum, said Mrs. LaPierre. Took a lot of drugs. Do you know what happened to him? Did he see Mary or the kids again? Don't know, said Claude, but I'm inclined to doubt it. He was a bum. Well, I need to find him, I muttered. More to myself than to either of them. I really need to know where George Bulak is now. Up to no good, for sure, said Mrs. LaPierre. Chapter 109. I didn't bother taking notes after that. Whatever wasn't already written down, I wouldn't need. A whirring sound had been coming from the kitchen, and I finally asked Mrs. LaPierre about it. I never would have guessed what the sound was.